Welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast for June 2023. This is Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrumerologist, and I'm so excited about this forecast because we have a 13 universal month in June and a lunation at 13 degrees, and this number is extremely powerful and helps us to adjust to power, meaning we will look at power issues and feel empowered as a result. So what I'm going to do first is look at the universal month number for June, and then we move to the two lunations, the full moon in Sagittarius and the new moon in Gemini. And after that, we will focus on the in-depth astronumerology forecast for every day in June. So June is a 13 universal month, which is the divine feminine number. We have 13 lunations in a year. We have 13 weeks in a season. Venus has 13 Venus cycles. So we have basically the number of change, birthing, dying, rebirthing, this four seasons. 13 reduces to 4. 1 plus 3 is 4. Activated in June, and this is even more powerful because every June 20th, 21st, we have the solstice. So the solstice will take place during a universal month cycle that resonates to the exact meaning of the four seasons. Remember, 13 weeks in a season. So this is the number of transformation, and that means parts of your life will come to an end so that you can begin refreshed and renewed. If you've been holding on tightly in some areas, been stubborn about change, you will be confronted by big patterns during this time, patterns that will sweep you up into accepting and releasing old ideas and accepting new ones. And this will lead to a much healthier, more healing life. And as a result, you can meet new people. You will experience conditions that are going to propel you to look up and take notice. And with your authentic decision-making process, you're going to be feeling incredible joy at this time, as long as you surrender to the flow of change. And this is because letting go and release just feels so good. Emptying out feels so good because you're making room for new creativity. Now, change, of course, is a natural part of life, and the 13 cycles that we go through, such as this June in 2023, they guarantee that we stop stagnating and start reinvigorating. And as you release the past, you renew yourself. You renew your mind, your body, your spirit. You can grow immensely during this month. You can depart situations and renew new ones. You can travel more. This is a cycle that is all about replacing the old with the new and manifesting your inspirations into physical reality. And speaking about manifesting, the number 13 is also connected to genius. So you will be receiving ingenious new ideas at this time. Now let's move to the first lunation of the month, which is the full moon in Sagittarius. It happens universal time, London, Greenwich, England, at 4:42 a.m. on June 4th. And this is actually quite significant because the lunation itself, the sun and moon, will be at 13 degrees respectively. The moon at 13 degrees Sagittarius, the sun at 13 degrees Gemini. So the actual lunation mirrors the numerology universal code for June. And that, of course, activates the meaning of the number 13 and the number 4, which 13 reduces to, even more. So hold on to your seats because empowerment and transformation are going to be major themes. So in this lunation, which, like I said, happens June 4th, Universal Time, 4:42 a.m. in London, it actually happens June 3rd in the Americas, 11:42 p.m. Eastern and 8:42 p.m. Pacific. And that would be, again, on June 3rd. So what do we get from this code? Well, first of all, the moon is trine to Mars and the sun is sextile Mars. And Mars energizes. Mars begins. Mars helps you to let go because Mars wants to move forward. And Mars is very instinctual. And with the number 13, in order to access your ingenious ideas, you do rely on your instinct and intuition. You do act on your feelings, your heart center. And Mars then also adds the ability to focus on a goal, on small enterprising successes. Step by step by step, you move towards your goal as you yearn for this independence and freedom. Now, the one thing to watch with Mars is that you may feel a little bit more impulsive, so you need to guard against impatience and overreacting. Truly, the energy that you receive, the stimulation to act, is incredibly magnified and results in a lot of extra creative impulse. So you can really trust your intuition and move forward quickly, and you're going to create tremendous forward momentum as a result of this full moon in Sagittarius. Now remember, Sagittarius is a fire sign. Mars is a fire planet, ruler of Aries, a fire sign. So there is this sense of firing up the energy, right? Turning up the knob on bringing the water that's simmering to a, you know, bit more of a rolling boil here and moving ahead. Now, the sun is sextile Chiron, the moon is trine Chiron, and this helps you to just be in touch with your heart-centered purpose. So it is asking you to focus on healing, to focus on compassion, to focus on bringing your heart into all matters relating to others, because that will create great balance. Remember, this is a full moon, and full moons are all about creating more balance in your life. So you respond to others with a lot more compassion with this trine from the moon to Chiron. And it also connects you in a profound way to your purpose and your destiny. So you'll feel the calling for that, maybe on a more refined or deeper level. Now, there are several other transits during this full moon in Sagittarius. The first we're going to look at is Venus trine Neptune in Pisces. Neptune is in its own sign, and Venus is in the sign of Cancer, a water sign, which Neptune loves. So it's a very romantic time, a very romantic lunation. It's time to daydream and focus on music, focus on beauty. This is sweet, tender energy, and it's incredibly amazing for art, creativity, love, anything spiritual. So really enjoy that. Also, Mercury is conjunct Uranus, and this means your mind, your higher and lower mind, are merging together. Joining them inspires you to explore your creativity with tremendous clarity, with heightened intuition. You just have incisive insights, focus, and you literally are open to freedom, meaning you may not stick to a routine. You may replace that with an urge to explore new angles, new tangents, new opportunities. Communication is very exciting as well with this conjunction. Jupiter, the ruler of this full moon, has several aspects. And as the ruling planet of Sagittarius, we want to pay attention to these. The first is a sextile to Saturn, which, with good previous planning, allows you to embark on a tremendous growth period, especially in the areas of entrepreneurship and joyous career directions and shifts. So it's a wonderful time to take a risk, try a new approach, have greater self-awareness, because as your responsibilities, which are governed by Saturn, start changing in this 13 universal month, any stifling conditions or unnecessary demands need to be released, and Jupiter is going to really help you do that. Mars is square to Jupiter, so you have a lot of energy. The square is activating. You may feel like going on a crusade about a particular wise discovery that you made. You need to really look at accomplishment and recognition because Mars is going for it and Jupiter wants the world, basically. And you feel this great energized sense of courage that is moving you towards resources that are truly going to take you to the next level. Just make sure that you don't run out of steam and burn the candle at both ends. You truly have the courage here to confront any situation that's not for your highest good. Jupiter is also square to Pluto, and this is an abundance connection. Squares are activating, so you literally can do well with abundance goals. In general, this is also a focus on higher education, philosophy, deep mysterious topics, secrets that come to the surface. Pluto does all of that. And there can even be an obsessive quality. And since Jupiter enhances everything, you want to be aware if you do obsess about anything and create boundaries to guide you in your explorations so that you maintain that control. But this is a very powerful connection. Remember, Jupiter rules this full moon in Sagittarius, so it enhances the fortunate part of this square to Pluto even more. You can really expand in the areas of leadership, abundance, empowerment. Just guard against going for it at all costs and thereby taking it to a level where it's all about you. You need to make sure that it's for everyone's highest good, no matter what you move towards. But this is it. This is definitely a transit of success, power, and influence. We also have Venus opposite Pluto, and this, in a sense, enhances Jupiter square Pluto, but it also creates a little bit of tension because there's a T-square now between these three planets. And then Venus brings in love, it brings in relationships, it brings in abundance. It also means that Venus is creating a square. It is out of sign, this square, but there is a square to Jupiter, which is also helpful for abundance. So if we look at the three planets involved, Venus, Jupiter, and Pluto, these are tremendous abundance planets. So you're really being activated now to look at how you create abundance. And you're also being activated in seeking deeper truths, in uncovering secrets, in looking at your tremendous intuitive abilities, because that's what Pluto is all about, is your amazing and empowering psychic gifts, right? So this is an amazing full moon. Like I said, it activates the number 13, which we have for June, and also the number 4, which is a building number, a organization number, a number of integrity and lasting results. Now, the second lunation that we have occurs on June 18th, and that is the Gemini new moon at 26 degrees. It is exact at 5:37 a.m. Universal Time in London, Greenwich, England, on June 18th. And that's 12:37 a.m. Eastern Time, New York. And then it is on June 17th at 9:37 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, the Moon and Sun are square to Neptune. And this is quite important because the square is very close. Neptune is at 27 degrees Pisces in its own sign, and the Sun and Moon in Gemini. These are both mutable signs, Gemini and Pisces, and so that mutability brings change again, just like the flavor of the month, the number 13. So you're going to feel a little more sensitive around this time. You may question reality. You certainly want to pay attention to your dreams. They're going to give you profound messages if you do recall them. Focus too on when there's a veil, when you're not seeing something, when you're being prevented from clarity, and instead you're in a little bit of a nebulous situation where things are not fully revealed as they are. So this square to Neptune is going to bring this to your attention in some area of your life. It definitely creates a sense of spiritual connection as well. And you're going to be asked to turn to your intuition in a big way. And the reason is it's a double square and squares are activating. Now, rest is very important when Neptune is activated. Beautiful art and music to soothe your any frayed nerves is very important. Mystical experiences will definitely take you to places you have not been before. You want to sleep in, you want to take more naps around this new moon in Gemini. And since it happens on a Sunday, very early in the morning or late Saturday in the Americas, it's a weekend. So definitely take the weekend off around this new moon. That is what I suggest. Now, other transits during this Gemini new moon is the ruler of Gemini, Mercury, is sextile to Venus. The ruler of Gemini, Mercury, is sextile Mars, and Mercury is square to Saturn. So Mercury is very busy, just like Jupiter was during the Sagittarius full moon. The sextile to Venus is exact at 11 degrees. It opens the 11-11 portal, and it allows you to easily communicate with compassion, with kindness, with beauty, with love. You want to appreciate others with your words, because when you do so, you in turn will be touched by others' display of affection towards you. But it's definitely very artistic, creative. Self-expression is so beautiful. You want to pay attention to the sound of your voice and sounds around you, because your sensitivity to the sound, the frequency and the meaning behind the frequency of all sound is very strong. Mercury is sextile to Mars. So that creates a beautiful situation with a sextile to both Venus and Mars. And that's because Venus and Mars are in a conjunction in Leo. So the sextile to Mars means you're thinking quickly, you're more decisive, you act on your decisions very quickly and with a lot of confidence. It gives you increased intellect, increased concentration. You have this adventurous spirit that's ignited. It's a wonderful time to realize the ideas that are coming through. You are very drawn to innovation and eager to implement your ideas. Then Mercury is also square to Saturn, and that gives you tremendous concentration. Intense mental work will get a lot accomplished. Now, this is in the 2 weeks following the new moon. Remember, the lunations have a month-long impact from new moon to new moon and full moon to full moon, but the greatest impact is in the 2 weeks before the next lunation is activated. So what I'm sharing with you will last for at least a couple of weeks. And depending on your own personal chart, you want to see whether the impact is even greater. And that would happen when your planets or important angles are being aspected in a big way through a conjunction, a square, an opposition, a trine, a sextile by the lunation itself. Now, Venus conjuncts Mars, as I said, this is very charismatic, sensual, sexual, magnetic, attractive energy, and it helps existing partnerships, and it helps you put joy and passion and beauty in all your activities. Jupiter sextiles Saturn during this new moon, which with wonderful previous planning, good previous planning, you are definitely on a growth period. We had the same transits, Jupiter sextile Saturn, in the Sagittarius full moon. So it is continuing. This is all about self-growth and being in a positive state of mind. Jupiter sextile Saturn is so wonderful for career, positive outcomes in career, focusing on how you're manifesting, putting the work in. It attracts destined, fortunate breaks that really help your personal and professional growth opportunities. So it's a lovely aspect to duplicate and repeat in both lunations. So now let's go to the forecast for every day in June.